Hello.
Hi, I'm just over here.
We're just doing a quick video.
Yeah, just doing a quick little, you know.
Video for podcast.
Yes.
What
was your question again?
My question was, if you had to come across a creature.
In the woods.
In the woods, and you're like just the only person in there. No phone, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like old school. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And you had to spend a whole night and there's a creature. Which creature would you feel safe with or not?
You go first.
Why me?
Because I'm trying to think of an answer.
Definitely not Bigfoot.
No.
Tolerate me of a word, actually it back. No, screw that. Werewolf, no. Banshee?
No.
No. We have to be the Loch Ness Monster. Nessie. Because he doesn't actually kill people.
Doesn't really do anything. Yeah,
he doesn't kill people.
You came up with an answer really quickly and now I haven't thought of one. Bear with me. I can't think. My goodness.
Well, I know one.
Yeah.
I mean, for you.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon.
I feel like it would kill me.
Oh, yeah.
If it was, like, one of those really intelligent, like...
Dragons
that, like, just, you know... Talk.
Yeah.
And hang out. Then, yeah.
I'm talking about an actual creature.
But we don't know what they're like.
No.
So, like, if it's like the movies portraying and they're just vicious beasts,
most of
them, then
not.
No. If it's kind of like what, for example, like Merlin portrayed, like an actual intelligent being that isn't exactly technically violent.
Yeah.
Then cool. Yeah. No. Definitely. Or, like, from... you've probably never read... there's... The Dragons from Dragon Rider.
Yeah.
It's a book, but it's also a movie. It's a really good movie. The book's better. the Dragons from that, specifically.
And then...
They're just... I like them.
Be first.
What?
Which creature would you... Absolutely terrified to be left on your own.
You go first.
Yeah. Why me?
I need time to think of an answer.
The cats in the UK, which we have. You know, the...
Beast of Bodmin Moor?
Yeah. That would be terrifying considering it's a panther or one of those.
Again, to be fair, it is basically just a panther.
Yeah. Bit terrifying, you'd be like not used to living next to them.
Yeah, but like, I feel like there could be more dangerous things like panther.
Bigfoot and werewolf for me. They're the two.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like them. No offense, they're tall, but my god, they're scary.
Yes.
Werewolf makes a really creepy howl noise.
Werewolves in general are just...
Damn creepy.
Terrifying. I think they're
cool.
But
also they've been sighted chasing cars down.
What?
Apparently they've been sighted literally running against cars. But that was in Pennsylvania, so that's...
Ah. Interesting.
But I would not... And things like living in America, like people like... Go like, oh yeah, there's like this Bigfoot here, and like, thanks for that. I don't want to camp here now.
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't be used to it going to another country because they've got like animals which we're not used to in the UK, like wild bears, cougars, and all that stuff.
Mm.
Plus, you've got to deal with something which you don't actually know, which is there.
Mm.
You know, like, I'd be so petrified, I don't even want to sleep. I'd be like, is that a bear? Is that a raccoon? Or is that...
Raccoons are...
Not a raccoon, but you know what I mean.
Raccoons are just mischievous little guys.
I'd have to be literally, I'm not joking you, a metal thing around me, plus electric fence, plus another metal thing, and another metal thing, and another metal thing, and just bunch of cameras.
What, camping?
Bunch of cameras.
Just take yourself a fortress when you go camping. Yeah.
And then lava around it just to make sure that nothing can get through.
I don't... Did you say lava?
Yeah.
You know, Minecraft isn't real physics. The lava would probably end up destroying the place.
I'm on the borderline, so it'd be like dug down anything.
I don't think... Again.
I don't think lava works like that.
I don't think it works like that.
Or, going to the worst scenario, just poison the water.
That's a terrible idea. That's an awful idea. You'd ruin the ecosystem.
I know.
You'd kill everything.
Well, no, it'd be a controlled moat. In the sense, I'll just get rid of the water. Somewhere.
No, because water, you know... goes into the soil.
I just pump it out and then I put it into a tank and it'll be fine. Then it probably will kill something.
That won't work.
Well, just stick the lava then, it'll be fine.
Neither of those will work.
Oh, I know. A mud pit. Cover it with cement and then somebody like walks in it and it gets cementified. You know that sinking mud where you get stuck in it and you can't move?
Yes.
Like that with cement. So you get stuck and you're like, oh, I'm fucked now.
Okay.
Honestly, I could not live in another country without being paranoid or something else attacking me. Either as a bear or a fucking cougar. I mean, I could deal with a cougar. But I couldn't deal with a bear.
You know, bears mostly just leave people alone.
I know, but I have a taser on standby just in case.
I feel like you'd panic attack, accidentally.
I would probably do that, most
likely.
And
then it would try and kill you.
Yeah. The movies have ruined it to me. Like, I've seen this movie where this bear gets, like, high on cannabis.
No, I know. No, it's not cannabis. Cocaine bear.
Cocaine.
That is mental.
That poor
lady.
And also
not accurate whatsoever.
That poor ranger just gets, like, literally...
She was being kind of an asshole, though.
Yeah, she was, actually. But still, come on, not kill her.
Yeah.
But mind you, that wouldn't realistically, in the brawl, they would not.
It would not.
That would not. I mean, if they did have cocaine, they would not act like that.
No. Also, that amount of cocaine would probably end up
killing it. Considering we hear on the news, if you go too much over the thing you do, Dart, it kills
you.
You
mean overdose?
Overdose, yeah, that thing.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't answer my
question. No, you don't.
So, I feel like... It's difficult to answer because there's basically anything could...
Just basically anything or myth creature you can basically think of would absolutely terrify you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like... Honestly, there are some that are, like, you know, pretty chill.
Yeah.
Like, do much.
Best just to leave them alone.
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, like... You don't... It's not, like...
Yeah.
It's, like, the typical ones that you probably go for in terms of the question would be, like, you know, like, werewolf, or... What did you say again? Werewolf or Bigfoot. Or, like, anything...
Yeah.
Like,
the only thing I could live in if I had to camp is, like, I'd have to camp with multiple people.
Yes.
And I'd have to be right in the middle.
Yeah.
Because if you camp more people are going to hear it.
Yes.
If something did go down.
And also, you don't camp in the middle of nowhere, you go to a site.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because we're camping at Rensham Forest this year.
Nice.
And I'm going, I was like, we're going in the middle because I don't want nothing else. Thingy happened. Last time a deer came out and scared that little crap out of me.
Deer are cool though.
I opened it and there's fucking like deflection, I just stared at it. I was like, oh, holy damn. Shit. And you could imagine just seeing like these black eyes. You're like, holy shit. Damn. I was that like, did I woke up in a nightmare? Or was this like, and I was panicking. I was like, oh my God, this is not fucking. I was like, oh my God, it's not like a mythical creature that's here.
No.
Turns out it was a deer. But my God, I think I scared me and the deer, because I think the deer just went, shit.
Yes. That's typically what deer actually do.
I think the deer looked at me and went, shit, and then fucking went, like, they just stood there and like, what do we do?
Yes.
It legged. Then we had a fox that woke me up in the night. It started, fox went past. The deer
just started screaming.
In the chair, and it just started going, nah, and I was like, holy shit.
Yep, yep. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think I saw it, the fox. But the thing is, the fox is right near the tent.
Yeah, so really loud.
Yeah, really and loud. They sound like literally like a woman crying in the woods.
They are terrifying.
And when you hear it like up close, it's like, holy shit.
Yes.
I actually thought it was a badger.
Yeah.
Actually, I honestly thought it was, because it was that loud.
Mm.
And then it was like, when I woke up, I scared it, so.
Yes.
But apparently next neighbour opposite me saw it as a fox. I was like, oh, thank God, it's a fox.
Yeah.
I thought it was something much worse than the fox.
Yeah.
But they do. They make the most creepiest sound at night.
Yes, they scream.
I know, but like, if you're walking like middle of the night, which you do here, you just hear, you're like, okay, it's just a fox.
Just a fox.
Remind myself, though, that's just a fox. I'd remind myself what a barn owl, tawny owl sound is. But can't you have to remind myself what a barn owl sound is? Because
barn owls are also creepy.
They're creepy at night.
They also scream.
They flew. One of them flew over me, and I looked like a fucking vampire. All you could just see was this black wing. Like it was just. Yeah. It was like, holy shit. I was in the hot tub once, and I was facing one end, and I just right time, right place. You quote that. And I was sitting there, and like this thing just shoot down really low, triggered the light sensor. So the light went up, and I think it didn't realise there was a light there, so it kind of went, whoa.
Yeah.
But then did a smart turn. But it killed something in my neighbour's garden.
Nah.
But my God, when you see it like that pitch dark, this black thing, you're just like, whoa, my Lord, what is it? Yeah. We're going to end.
Yeah. Bye for me. And bye for me, and we'll see you guys later.